In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The old spiritual asks, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" Tonight we gather to meditate on the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our Lent services this year, we have considered the seven last words of Jesus. Even as he's being nailed to the cross, Jesus prays forgiveness for his tormentors. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." To the criminal who hangs beside him on another cross and begs, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom," he promises, "Today you will be with me in paradise." A loving son to the end, Jesus commits his mother to the care of the disciple John. "Dear woman, here is your son." All alone on the cross, Jesus suffers the torment of hell, separation from his heavenly Father. At the moment he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The excruciating physical torture of crucifixion causes him to cry out, "I thirst." And at the moment of death, he declares, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Our final meditation on Jesus' seven last words is based on the 19th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Imagine you were there in the crowd around the cross. Imagine you yourself heard Jesus cry out, "It is finished." What would those words have meant to you? What do those words mean for you tonight? What did the words "it is finished" mean to the murderous mob in the crowd around the cross? They had cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Now they had their way. In cold blood, they murdered the Son of God. For the murderous mob, the words "it is finished" meant simply that their crime was complete. What did the words "it is finished" mean to the pompous priest in the crowd around the cross? They had plotted and planned to have Jesus put to death. They conspired with Judas, who betrayed him. They concocted false charges against him. They pressured Pontius Pilate to crucify him. Even at the foot of the cross, the pompous priest jeered and sneered. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. If he really is the King of Israel, if he really is the Son of God, let him come down now from the cross. For the pompous priest, the words "it is finished" meant that this inconvenient incident was over. What did the words "it is finished" mean to the scornful soldiers in the crowd around the cross? They made fun of their prisoner by dressing him in a purple robe and crowning him with a painful crown of thorns. They spit on him and beat him and laughed at his agony. They gambled for his garments and nailed him to the tree. For the scornful soldiers, the words "it is finished" meant only another day's work was done, another prisoner executed. But not everyone in the crowd around the cross was an enemy of Jesus, like the murderous mob, the pompous priest, and the scornful soldiers. What did the words "it is finished" mean to the friends of Jesus in the crowd around the cross? What did the words "it is finished" mean to the mournful Mother Mary? Long ago, her life had been changed by the words of the angel, "You will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now the son she bore, the son she cared for, the son she loved, hung on a cross. For the mournful Mother Mary, the words "it is finished" meant that the son who changed her life was dead. Standing with Mary near the cross was a group of women who had followed Jesus and taken care of his needs. What did the words, "It is finished," mean to the woeful women in the crowd around the cross? For them it meant the greatest sadness, for their beloved Lord was gone. Unlike the mournful Mother Mary and the woeful women with her, most of the disciples were not in the crowd around the cross. The disciples who at the Last Supper, only a few hours earlier, had all pledged that they would never fall away. They had deserted their master in his hour of agony. What did the words, "It is finished," mean to the dejected disciples? For 3 years they had followed this great teacher, from whom they expected great things. But now he was nailed to a cross, and their odyssey was ended. For the dejected disciples, the words, "It is finished," meant the man they dedicated their lives to was a failure. When they heard the words, "It is finished," the crowd around the cross all thought the same thing. The murderous mob, the pompous priests, the scornful soldiers, the mournful Mother Mary, the woeful women, the dejected disciples, both Jesus' enemies and Jesus' friends, all thought, "It is finished," was a cry of defeat. But they were all wrong, and they were proven wrong on Easter morning. "It is finished" was not a cry of defeat, but a cry of victory. Jesus did not fail. He fulfilled God's plan of salvation. He willingly gave himself as a sacrifice to pay for the sins of the world with his blood shed on the cross. That is why we call this day Good Friday. It was for our good, for our salvation. Christ endured the cross. What do the words, "It is finished," mean for you? The price for your sins has been paid. The work of salvation is complete. Christ died for you. Your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. "It is finished." Not a sad cry of defeat, but a glorious cry of victory. The victory we celebrate on Easter. Christ's victory over sin, Christ's victory over the devil, Christ's victory over death, Christ's victory for you. Jesus lives. The victory's won. It is finished. Amen.